Have you noticed an increasing hunger among God's people to understand Bible prophecy? Specifically, a desire to understand the signs of the end times. Well, welcome to Christ in Prophecy. I'm Tim Moore, Director and Senior Evangelist for Lamb & Lion Ministries, and with me as always is Nathan Jones, our Internet Evangelist. Nathan, many people are sensing that something significant is happening, even if they can't quite put their finger on what it is. And for Christians who understand Bible prophecy, there's a clear spiritual explanation. We're witnessing the convergence of prophetic signs that Jesus and the prophets told us to watch for.
Well, that's right, Tim. The word convergence simply means the coming together of multiple things at once. And that's exactly what we're seeing with the signs of the times. These prophetic indicators given throughout Scripture in the Old Testament and New Testament, and by Jesus himself, are not only being fulfilled in our generation, they're increasing in both frequency and intensity, all pointing to the soon return of Jesus Christ. It's like watching puzzle pieces come together to reveal a complete picture.
We've dedicated recent episodes of Christ in Prophecy Radio to examining the individual categories of signs. Signs of nature, signs of society, spiritual signs, both positive and negative, signs of world politics, signs of technology, and signs of Israel. But today, we're going to step back and look at the bigger picture. We're exploring how all these signs are converging simultaneously, creating an unprecedented moment in history.
So stay with us as we explore the convergence of the signs of the times and discover what they reveal about the days we're living in and the hope we have in Christ's return. For more in-depth teaching on each category of signs, visit our website at christinprophecy.org.
We'd also like to invite you to consider joining us in June 2026 for a tour of Israel. This is going to be a wonderful opportunity, leaving on June 20th, to go and see all the things that are happening right before our eyes, proving that God is still providing for and protecting His chosen people and that His promises are coming to pass today. Join us this coming June.
In addition to this broadcast, Christ in Prophecy offers a fascinating weekly TV program that digs deeper into God's prophetic word. Christ in Prophecy TV airs on several networks and online to give you a biblical perspective on unfolding events. Find out what's happening with AI, Middle Eastern politics, the United States, and so much more when you watch Christ in Prophecy TV, available now at christinprophecy.org.
Throughout church history, well-meaning people have attempted to manipulate current events to fit their interpretations of prophecy, or they cherry-pick Bible passages to support human speculation. Let's examine the Scriptures and see what they revealed about the convergence of signs. So, Tim, what makes our current moment in history so remarkable?
Nathan, I think it's incredible that we are living when we are. Today, we not only have the Scripture, God has said Jesus is coming and that it would be an imminent return, but we have all these signs multiplying. So we're going to talk about the various individual signs, but we are living in a time, as Jesus told the disciples in their day and age, that the prophets and righteous men of old longed to see and to witness. And boy, you can just imagine all the things the disciples experienced. We're living in another moment like that, when Christians throughout the church age have longed to see what is coming to pass before our eyes. Just think about Israel, which we're going to talk about in a few moments, let alone all the other signs. So they certainly are converging right before our eyes.
Agreed. Changes are accelerating across every sphere. We're talking cultural, technology, world politics, natural disasters, society, and so many more. So let's go through the six main categories of signs. Folks, I think you and I can agree that the first one, signs of nature, are really adamant. I mean, they are so in your face.
They certainly are. And these are ones that are often taken for granted because people think, well, there have always been storms and natural disasters, forest fires, you name it. And yet the frequency is increasing as well as the intensity. We have some other scoffers, Nathan, who like to say, well, they're more disastrous or more consequential because there are more people on the earth and they're living in parts of the globe that perhaps had catastrophes in the past, but it didn't affect many people. That could be arguably true, but even as we've been able to measure through recorded human history, the frequency and again, the intensity is increasing. That doesn't mean that there haven't been cataclysms in the past, but they're happening much more frequently. And even secular scientists are recording this these days.
Yes, the Lord said in Luke 21:25-26, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth dismay among nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting from fear and the expectations of the things which are coming upon the world. Folks, I think what really differentiates these signs that, yes, as Tim said, they've been around for a long, long time, but Jesus said they would increase in frequency and intensity like birth pains leading up to these events happening. And certainly the signs of nature are just exploding all over the place. Well, the second category is the signs of society. And what is that sign, Tim?
The sign of society is the fact that in the last days, difficult times will come, as Paul warned Timothy in 2 Timothy 3. He said, "For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, slanderers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God." Now, we could agree, again, that those characteristics are true throughout human history. Individuals were indeed without self-control. They were brutal, haters of good, etc. But there seems to be a growing sentiment throughout societies around the world that hearken to this exact description. And Nathan, all we have to do is pull out the three things that Paul talks about the world in the end days loving: self, money, and pleasure. And that seems to sum up even our formerly Christian Western civilization, this adoption of self-esteem as the greatest aspiration of any individual, loving of money, that's just rampant materialism, and loving pleasure, that's hedonism. And there are people who today go to islands named after hedonism 1 and 2. That just seems to sum up our society, always seeking for entertainment and the latest fad thing to distract us from the emptiness in too many people's souls. So we see these signs of society every time we turn on the news and see the degradation even in our own country.
What's truly sad about that, since those things cannot fill you, only the Lord can, that with a God-shaped hole in your heart, so to speak, is that these eventually lead to nihilism, where society begins to regret even living. The pleasures can't fill them. And that's where we get to the third category, which is spiritual signs. There are certainly negative signs, but there's also positive signs too. So what are some of the negative signs, Tim?
Well, we've seen negative signs to include apostasy and heresy even in the confessing church. Nathan, whole denominations have given themselves over to not just wokeism, as we call it today, but to ungodliness. And so as you pursue what some are labeling progressive Christianity, I think it was J. Machen Gresham who said, there's not two different forms of Christianity. There's either Christianity or there's paganism. So people aren't morphing into a new enlightened form of Christianity. They're abandoning the faith once for all handed down by the saints to our fathers. And so we see an increase in heresy and in apostasy. We also see deceitful spirits, the teachings of demons, so many people embracing darkness here and around the world. And we see the persecution of Christians and Jews increasing, again, worldwide, even in this country. But there are some positive signs, and we need to stress that as well.
Absolutely. We're seeing, like you said, an increase in people's wanting to know what God says about the future, Bible prophecy, the remnant church, even though it's kind of like when Elijah dismayed and the Lord said, no, I have 7,000 people standing firm for me. There is a remnant church out there standing firm on the gospel. And we have a hope that there'll be small revivals throughout this end time church age leading up to the great revival that we believe will be in the tribulation era. So the Apostle Paul warned us in 2 Peter 3 that scoffers will come with their scoffing, following after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. So we know that the people in the last days would be defined by three things. One, they would deny the creation, aka evolution, they would deny the flood, and they would deny that the Lord would ever come back.
Well, we certainly see all those things happening before our eyes. Nathan, that demonstrates that Scripture is true. We don't have to go studying Nostradamus or listening to false prophets
yes.
of these days. All we have to do is read the Word of God, and it tells us exactly what's going to happen in the end times, and those very things are happening before our eyes. Folks, we're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we'll talk about what's really going on. Stay tuned.
Want to know what the Bible has to say about advancing technology, wars in Israel, natural disasters, rapid changes in society, and the end times? To get a trustworthy biblical perspective, keep listening to our radio program, watch Christ in Prophecy TV, and read the Lamplighter magazine. It's all available online at christinprophecy.org.
Welcome back to Christ in Prophecy Radio and our segment, What's Really Going On? Well, Nathan, as we said, all you have to do is look at the news or read the newspaper or watch any of your streaming media, And you can see that all these signs seem to be multiplying before our eyes, whether it's the signs of nature, the signs of society, spiritual signs, signs of world politics, technology, and Israel. We're going to talk about those more, but they all seem to be converging today, as recent as the latest newspaper headline.
That's why Lamb & Lion Ministries offers two great resources to help you keep track of all the signs of the times. I'll talk about the first one, and that's our website at christinprophecy.org. If you click the News tab, we have all sorts of articles that are collated from all sorts of different news media via RSS feed that puts all these different signs into categories and then displays them by articles. And you can follow along on that and see what's really going on through our website. And Tim, what's that other resource?
Well, I think the website is the greatest resource we have because you can reach that anywhere as long as you have a smartphone or some kind of computer access, and we keep that updated continually. The other resource we offer is our own Lamplighter magazine. That's published every other month, and it is filled with articles focusing on Bible prophecy. But we have a two-page section we call Signs of the Times, where we highlight some of the various signs that are happening around the world, things that might not make the news, at least not the mainstream media. It's interesting, Nathan, sometimes you get better information from news sources like Not the Bee. You've heard of Babylon Bee, where they have satirical news articles. Well, Not the Bee, you would think they're satire. They're actual true stories mm-hmm. that don't make the mainstream media. But from a Christian perspective, and the Babylon Bee folks are that, they provide insight in some of the things that are happening. So we try to highlight that in our Lamplighter magazine. And folks, you really should visit our website at christinprophecy.org to see all the materials that are available to you. And if you'd be interested, we would welcome you to subscribe to the Lamplighter magazine. For only $25 a year, you can get a print edition. Or through our website, you can sign up for the electronic edition at no cost. And it is a highly acclaimed, full-color, very beautiful magazine, typically 32 to 36 pages. And again, we highlight the signs of the times throughout. Nathan, I just can't get over how fast things seem to have shifted, even in our lifetimes. I mean, you remember the year 2000 when the fear was that the toaster ovens and the traffic lights were going to stop working. And here we are 25 years later, and things have gotten so much worse. We laugh in hindsight at how trivial that seems because today we have young people growing up confused about their own gender, their own identity, and giving themselves over to absolute despair.
Well, it's funny you mention that because 25 years ago, yes, I remember Y2K. Well, now with AI, we worry the toaster ovens are going to rule us.
That's true.
And so where will the world be in 5 years? Folks, we believe when it comes to the signs of the times, and we'll get into technology a little later. But again, that's just one of the many signs that you can find on our website at christinprophecy.org. We have so many videos, articles, and teaching series on there to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. So if you'd like to also get the Lamplighter magazine and the signs of the times, then again, go to our website at christinprophecy.org. And if we've been a blessing to you, please click that donate button.
I'll even say this, Nathan, as we close out this section. Too often, I think prophecy ministries, if they're not careful, will read the newspaper first and then chase after some kind of scriptural support to understand what they've just read. We emphasize starting with Scripture.
Yes.
And that gives us a lens, a godly lens or a God-shaped lens through which to look at the entire world. You, Nathan, recently got both of your eyes operated on to improve your lenses, and you said it's like all the discoloration and the fuzziness went away, and now you see clearly, but things are brighter. Folks, if you want to have clear, bright vision, start with the Word of God, and then as you look at the newspaper headlines, the TV headlines, whatever, you will understand what's happening from a godly perspective, and instead of being despairing, you will be rejoicing that the Word of God is true and faithful, and again, Jesus is coming soon. Well, we'll be right back to continue on with our exploration of the convergence of signs happening in our own day and age. Hi, this is Tim Moore with Lamb & Lion Ministries. Have you ever wished you could experience living in Bible times or to walk where Jesus walked in the land of Israel? Well, now you can. You are invited to join me on a tour through Israel, following in the footsteps of Jesus. Together, we will experience the places where Bible prophecy was fulfilled and discover how prophecy is being fulfilled today. I warn you, this won't be like other trips to Israel. This trip is designed to be a spiritual adventure. We're not going on a vacation. We're drawing near to the Lord and developing a better understanding of His Word. The trip highlights sites that relate to the life of Jesus and end times Bible prophecy. At each site, I will conduct devotionals and in-depth Bible studies to guide our spiritual pilgrimage in Israel. Join me in the Holy Land to deepen your understanding of Scripture and walk where Jesus walked. For more information and to register, go to christinprophecy.org/events.
Well, welcome back to Christ in Prophecy Radio. We've examined the signs of nature, society, and spiritual matters. Now let's turn our attention to the remaining three categories that are converging in our time, and that's the signs of world politics, the signs of technology, and the signs of Israel.
Well, Nathan, I think that all of these are obvious to anyone who has eyes to see, ears to hear, and a discerning heart, again, grounded in the Word of God. Regarding the signs of politics, Daniel 2 and Revelation 13 describe a final world government system emerging in the last days, and we're witnessing the framework for this system being constructed before our very eyes. Some of it is technological in nature, with the ability to control buying and selling, with all the social, kind of control that can be put upon people in places like North Korea and China, but also coming to the Western nations as well. In other words, we're talking about supercomputing power that will give this one world government and eventually the Antichrist the ability to control the entire world and shut off individual people's buying and selling.
Well, you can see pictures right now of people all over China who are living out in the streets because their social credit score isn't high enough. And we know from Bible prophecy that eventually that'll be a global system where the Antichrist controls people buying and selling. That's world politics, but that also goes into the next category, the fifth one, and that's a sign of technologies. For the Antichrist or anyone to rule the world, you're going to need certain technologies in place to manage the people. In the past, people wondered, how can you watch everybody on the planet, all 8 billion or so of them, would you have to hire thousands or tens of thousands of people to sit in data centers? Well, no. We know now with AI, the processing power is there. So a lot of the technologies that the Bible prophesied, we're talking about Daniel 12's prophecy about a great storehouse of knowledge in the last days and that the people have the ability to travel to and from all over the earth. Well, folks, that's all happening now in our day and age.
And I like what you pointed out, Nathan, even the signs of technology with the increase in knowledge and capability of control that plays back into world politics, that's why we're talking about a convergence. These categories are not distinct. Sometimes they overlap. Technology impacts world politics. It certainly impacts society. Look how many people are fixated on their phones and even crazy folks today who think they're going to put their brain in a computer and live forever. So technology is causing a degradation of society, and the technology is also causing other harms in these other categories as well. But that brings us to the sign that we call the super sign, and that is the sign of Israel. And even as we say these things are taking place before our eyes, obviously Israel has been an unfolding sign because even as we are broadcasting this message today, we're coming up on the 78th anniversary of Israel's resurgence as a modern nation state. Almost 8 decades prove that within this season, we are witnessing what God declared would happen in the last days.
You know what's beautiful about Luke 21 and Matthew 24, folks, is that Jesus gave 10 categories of signs to look out for: wars and rumors of wars, plagues, natural disasters, persecution of Christians. But we wanted to know, when will that baby be born, so to speak? If the birth pangs are increasing in frequency and intensity, then when will the baby be born? In other words, when will the Lord return? Well, he says, look to the fig tree, and when the fig tree rebuds, that'll be the genea, the era, the time of that to happen. Well, the fig tree is a symbol for Israel, and so that's why we call Israel the super sign. When it becomes a nation again, then that will be that era or time period that all these things will converge together, the tribulation will come, and Jesus' second coming will come at the very end. So Israel is a nation since, 1948, right, Tim?
Since 1948, and we have seen it not only stand up as a modern nation state, but the Jews come back into possession of the city of Jerusalem in 1967. Nathan, that's within my lifetime, and no less than the chief rabbi of the Israeli Defense Force understood the messianic ramifications because he rushed to the Western Wall that day that the city was captured, blew a shofar, something that had been outlawed even during the British Mandate period, and he said, I proclaim to you the beginning of the Messianic Age. He understood that as the times of the Gentiles begins to taper off, Israel would come back into the fore and the Messiah would be coming soon. I love the parable of the fig tree because one of the most uncharacteristic things Jesus ever did was to curse a tree that was not producing fruit in the season when there should have been no figs on that tree. And I think even his disciples were surprised at Jesus cursing that fig tree. But as he told them the very next day, as he explained in Matthew chapter 24, as you said, that watch the fig tree. When you see it bloom again, this cursed tree that represents Israel, when you see it come back to life, put forth leaves, and begin to bear fruit, then you know that he is near, right at the door. Well, Nathan, all of these various signs converging point to several key truths. The first one, and most important, is the rapture is imminent. And you and I don't know the day or the hour. We cannot know. But Jesus commanded us to recognize the season.
Absolutely. Now, we've been saying that these signs are leading up to the tribulation time period that ends with Jesus' second coming. And if that's the case, then clearly the rapture, which occurs before the tribulation, that's even sooner. Folks, Tim and I believe it's more than likely in our lifetime. But again, we can't know because the rapture is an imminent event. In other words, it could happen at any time. But after the rapture, the Bible is very clear that a tribulation time period is coming on the earth. It'll last 7 years. And so we know that convergence is pointing to that as well. But it's also pointing to the fact that Jesus keeps his promises because he promised to return. That's how the Bible ends. Revelation 22, three times Jesus says, I'm coming back, I'm coming back, I'm coming back. And we can put our faith and trust that Jesus will do as he says.
We certainly can. We know that his promises are yes and amen. He has always kept his promise. You know, there was a movement called Promise Keepers. I watched tragically as some of my friends who had declared themselves to be promise keepers failed greatly. And that is just the tendency of mankind. Jesus never fails. But he also said regarding our ability to understand, yes, he's going to come like a thief in the night, talking about the imminence, but that will be for the folks who are not anticipating his arrival. He said in 1 Thessalonians 5, you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day would overtake you like a thief, for you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. And Nathan, that gives me tremendous hope. You know, all this talk about signs and convergence could make you anxious or afraid, but as believers, it makes us excited to know that Jesus is coming soon. We don't have to get discouraged looking around us. That would be the natural reaction. We can be encouraged knowing that Jesus is coming soon because he promised he would rescue us from the wrath to come.
Amen. And that's why 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but he is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Well, folks, we're so glad that you were able to tune in to Christ in Prophecy Radio with us today. Stick with us. Tim's going to come back in just a moment, and he's going to give us even some more words of encouragement.
Here at Christ in Prophecy, we want everyone to know that Jesus is coming back, and he doesn't want his people to be unprepared. So, to stay up to date about unfolding events, get a biblical perspective on the signs of the times, and dig deeper into God's prophetic word, check out our free bi-weekly Lamplighter magazine. You can easily sign up to have Lamplighter magazine delivered directly to your email inbox when you go to christinprophecy.org. Sign up today.
Well, even as we close out today's episode of Christ in Prophecy Radio, let me reiterate a personal invitation. Consider joining us this June on a pilgrimage trip to Israel. Come and see how God is fulfilling his promises to the Jewish people and demonstrating that his promises are always yes and amen. If you'd like to see the fig tree budding with your own eyes, join us this year in Jerusalem. You know, throughout history, people have looked at their own time and wondered if they were living in the last days. But never before have all six categories of prophetic signs converged simultaneously with such intensity. We talk about signs of the times, folks. We're living in the times of the signs. Never before has Israel been back in their land with Jerusalem as their capital. Never before has technology existed to fulfill prophecies that seemed impossible just decades ago. Never before have we witnessed such rapid moral collapse alongside an unprecedented ability to share the gospel. The convergence we're witnessing isn't coincidental, it's providential. God is orchestrating events according to his perfect timeline, just as he promised. And while the signs point to difficult days ahead for this world, they also point to our blessed hope, the imminent return of Jesus Christ for his church. Some will mock this message. They'll say, oh, come on, people have always thought we were living in the end times. But as Peter warned, this very attitude itself is a sign of the last days. We're not setting dates or making wild predictions. We're simply observing what Scripture told us to watch for and recognizing that the season of Christ's return is upon us. Jesus gave us clear instructions. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. We should live with urgency, sharing the gospel with as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. We should live with purity, keeping ourselves unstained by the world. And we should live with hope, looking up, because our redemption is drawing near. The prophecies are being fulfilled before our eyes. Jesus declared in Revelation 22:20, yes, I am coming quickly. Our response, just like John, should be, Amen, come, Lord Jesus. Until that glorious day, keep watching, keep sharing the gospel, and keep looking up. Godspeed.